It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we rock a great track from Scarlett Carson. Joe Benoit presses his latest release to vinyl. Rosh and Jay makes their Jersey Rock debut. And Cooper Boyd of Lunatic Fringe calls into the podcast. They're rocking their final show ever at Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck this Saturday, August 24th. First, joining us over the phone is Pete Vigiani of Kodiak. Their debut album is on the way, and the band will rock the St. and Asbury Park on September 1st. Pete, thanks for calling in.
Hey, man, thank you for having me again.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on, and this just announced. You guys are going to rock the St. in Asbury Park on September 1st. What can people expect?
Yeah, man, you can expect a really high-energy show. We have two great bands opening up for us, Lost in Transmission and Inoculated Canaries, and it's going to be a really great show, man.
Do you have advance tickets?
Yeah, you could go to, I think you could just buy them through the St. or the event page on Facebook, but I'm sure you can go to the St., their website, or you can go to www.kodiakband.com and we'll have a link through to go and buy tickets.
Excellent. That's the saintnj.com, and we'll have the links up on the Jersey Rock page at wrat.com. You guys are currently working on the debut album. How's that going?
It's going good, man. We're working on a couple demos right now, sending them back and forth with our manager Carmine, who's also producing it, and it's going good, man. So we have about like 15 that we're like really, really working on right now. We're only going to use a couple of them. You know what I mean? So it's like a pick and choose kind of thing right now that we have to go through and see what we actually want to be on the album. And we save them and we may reuse them or, you know, just go through them and try to work them out, you know?
And of course, Carmine is a legendary drummer, Carmine Apiece, for anyone who hasn't caught one of our interviews before. How's it going working with him?
It's going great, man. I think he's in Florida this weekend and he's going to actually go hang out with Brian May, Queen. He's going to go hang out with Roger Taylor and Brian May, because Brian May played on his brand new album Guitar Zeus, which is out right now. So he's going to go and do like a little interview thing for that with him. So it's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, didn't you guys rock like the release show for that a couple months back?
Yeah. We were in I think we were at the Cutting Room a couple months ago, and we did that there, and it was actually really great. So we can't wait to do some more of those.
Hell yeah, and we're stoked about the show at the Saint on September 1st, and of course you're going to rock Pianos in New York City on September 27th.
Yeah, Pianos is a really cool show. We just got added to it, actually, and we have, you know, like, we have a bunch of great bands that are from New York that are going to be there, and it's going to be, I think, like our fourth time playing in New York, which is really cool.
And if somebody wants to keep track of everything you guys are doing, what's the best way for someone to follow Kodiak?
You can go on our socials, and all of our social medias are at We Are Kodiak, so Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And then you can go to our website, www.kodiakband.com.
The track we're doing is Alone. Tell us about this tune.
Alone has been kind of like fan favorite. It's become like quickly like our most requested song for play. And, you know, it's, you know, the song that you always play last, that's going to actually probably be the last one we start playing. It's just about, you know, never being alone. And, you know, you always have someone by your side, whether it's a family member, a friend, girlfriend, a boyfriend. It doesn't really matter, but. You know, you always have someone there for you, and when things get tough, this, you can listen to this song, and everything's going to be okay.
It's a great track. Pete Vigiani of Kodiak. Don't miss them at the St. in Asbury Park on September 1st. Pete, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Kodiak with Alone on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I remember the night that we first met. Hey, what's up? This is Santino from Scarlett Carson, and you're listening to Tom Hamley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Jersey Rock, that's Scarlett Carson with Foreverless on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. We're totally stoked those guys are back together and looking forward to hearing more from them in the near future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Check them out at ScarlettCarson.com. Joining us over the phone is Rasha J. Her High Dive EP is coming out on August 23rd, the same day she's rocking Fox and Crow in Jersey City. Rasha, thanks for calling into the show.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And, of course, you have the new EP coming out. Tell us about High Dive.
Oh, man. Well, the High Dive EP is really sort of like a accumulation of all the things I love. It's lots of rock. It's alternative. It's got soul. My voice is soulful, as they say. So it's just kind of combing through all the elements of music that I love and kind of fuse together.
And that's coming out this Friday, August 23rd. Can people pre-save it on Spotify, or how can you get it?
Yeah, it'll be available on all platforms. Just look me up, Rasha J, J-A-Y.
Awesome. We have a link to that on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Yeah. You're rocking Fox and Crow in Jersey City the same day, August 23rd. What can people expect that night?
Oh, man. Well, you know, Fox and Crow in Jersey City is a nice, intimate sort of venue. I'm live in the parlor, as they say, at 10 o'clock. And I play with a wonderful band, and my band goes on first to set the vibe, and I join them, and we're going to play the EP front to back and add some really cool covers in between, and it's going to be a great show. I'm really excited.
And I think Fox and Crow, it's free admission usually at that place, right?
Yes, no cover. Come on in.
That's this Friday, August 23rd. If somebody wants to find out more about Rasha J, how can they do so?
I'm on every social media platform. From Instagram, I'm Rasha J Music. Same thing with Facebook, Twitter, Rasha J. And my music will be available on all platforms on August 23rd.
And the track we're doing, the title track off of High Dive. Tell us about this song.
Mm-hmm. High Dive, you know, I wrote this song after hearing a sort of wave sound. And I kind of walked around my apartment. And I just started singing. And I was like, what am I doing here? What is this song doing? And I just started adding some other elements. And it became about taking a chance. It became about doing it anyway. And all the questions that people ask you at the end of the day, you got to breathe out and dive. You have to do it for yourself. And I think that's what this EP is also about.
Rasha J, catch her at Fox and Crow in Jersey City on August 23rd, the same day her High Dive EP is coming out. Rasha, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Right now, let's rock that track, the title track off of High Dive. It's up right now on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Never mind the cost. You've got your worth in your pocket. Fine stitches still coming up short. But all your promises are safe there. And so it begins, a hard knock to the shins in the darkness. But you're speaking loud from the basement of a beautiful house. In a suit too big, not as big as your mouth. High diver. Are you ready to land? Oh.
Hey, this is Joe Benoit, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rap Podcast.
With Waiting for Revolution on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Joe's Too Old to Be a Rockstar album's coming out this fall, and his Kickstarter campaign to put it on vinyl was a total success. So you can expect a great physical release to come. Pre-order it now at Kickstarter.com. Just search for Joe Benoit. The link is on the Jersey Rock page. Joining us over the phone is Cooper Boyd of Lunatic Fringe. Their last ever show rocks Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck on August 24th. Cooper, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me on again.
Dude, my pleasure. You know, we really appreciated the performance you guys put on for us at the Jersey Rock Showcase back in the winter. I love everything this band did. I'm sorry to see it go, but I think it's really cool that you guys are ending things in serious style here.
Yeah, most bands are just kind of, when they start to sizzle away, they're kind of like beating a dead horse. So we figured we wanted to end things on a while we're on top. So we're all, you know, nobody's fighting. We're all still friends. So we got to put on one last big show for everybody.
And you guys are all, you're relatively young. And, you know, it's not uncommon for musicians to go through that where you do one project, you do one band, and then you go, you know, it's time to move on to something else. So, you know, I think it's cool and very mature to make that decision. Sorry to see you go, but this is going to be a good time. What can people expect on August 24th over at Debonair Music Hall?
Nothing too different. We will have actually backing singers, almost like the Motley Crue, what were those girls called? The Bad Habits. We're going to have backing singers doing some cool stuff, though, to our originals, give it a more of a theatrical flair than usual. And, you know, just a loud, energetic show that we always put on. Nothing too fancy.
And how could somebody get tickets?
They're available online at the Debonair Music Hall website. You can reach out to one of the band members, hit us up for pre-sale tickets, or they can just buy at the door.
And what's the best way for someone to grab Lunatic Fringe's back catalog?
Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. We're on SoundCloud.
And the track we're doing on this week's podcast, tell us about Insane.
Insane was actually Sophia's first song that she wrote lyrics on. We wrote that right after she joined. But so I can't really speak for the lyrics so much. But as far as instrumentals go, I was listening to a lot of rap at the time, like 90s rap, so it's got that almost like a Rage Against the Machine vibe, because it naturally came out like a metal song because I was playing it on guitar and stuff. So it has that funky kind of early 90s rap feel, which I like. It's different from the rest of our songs, a little more raw. But yeah, this one's always fun to play live. I think this one's my favorite to play live.
And you will hear that live August 24th. Cooper Boyd of Lunatic Fringe, their last show ever. Rocks Debonair Music Hall in Teaneck, August 24th. Do not miss it. Cooper, thank you so much for calling in, and we wish you the best of luck with everything in the future.
Thank you, Tom. It was a pleasure.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Lunatic Fringe with Insane on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Every time.
Lunatic Fringe with Insane on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss their final show ever this Saturday, August 24th. Learn more at lunaticfringeband.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.